May one use a strainer or straining spoon or straining pot on Shabbos? You would like to remove the vegetables from the broth from the chicken soup. May you use a straining spoon in order to do so. What about to take hard-boiled eggs out from water? Can you spill it all into a straining bowl or drainer basket? The same question would apply to canned foods, such as olives, pickles, and the like. Can you strain the liquid from the solid? What about fruits and vegetables that were soaking in water? Can you spill them through a strainer or wash them within a strainer? And so on and so forth of questions. So before we begin the detailed practical law in these matters, we need to introduce two background halachas. The first relating to the general prohibition against using a separating vessel on Shabbos, and the second relating to the definition of mixtures that contain a Boer prohibition. So as we are all aware, it is forbidden for one to do Boer to select on Shabbos, and there are three conditions that must be fulfilled in order for it to be permitted to select an item on Shabbos. That one take what one wants from what one doesn't want, that it be done for the sake of eating or using right away, and condition three, that one not use a separating utensil, which means a utensil that is designated for separation, such as a sieve and a sifter. Let's now move on to our second clarification, and that is, what is defined as a mixture? So it is only forbidden to do Boer to mixtures on Shabbos. If a, so to say, mixture is not halachically defined as a mixture, then it's not subject to the Boer regulations, and you don't need to fulfill the above three conditions to select on Shabbos from it. So when it comes to a mixture of a solid within a liquid, the Poskim and Achreinim conclude that while small pieces of solids within liquids are defined as mixed and can only be removed through fulfilling all three Boer restrictions and conditions, large pieces of solids, meaning large solids, are not defined as mixed and may be removed from the liquid or have the liquid removed from them without any restrictions of Boer applicable. So for example, olives in a can would be considered mixed with their brine, being that olives are small, and therefore selecting one from the other would retain all the Boer restrictions. However, hard-boiled eggs, which are found in water, is considered large and not mixed, and therefore can be selected and separated on Shabbos from each other without any restriction. Based on these two important clarifications of background laws, let us now tackle our original questions. So after all is said and done, may one use a strainer bowl, strainer spoon, drainer basket, straining pot on Shabbos or not? So the answer is that it depends for what. A strainer vessel, whether it be a strainer spoon, bowl, pot, and the like, are all considered vessels that are designated for separating, and hence is forbidden to be used on Shabbos to separate solids from liquids in cases that the solid and liquid are defined halachically as mixed. If, however, they are not defined as mixed, then it is mutter to be used. So let's now go through a few practical examples. If one has a bowl of fruit soaking in water, let's say from before Shabbos, and he desires now to strain the water from the fruits, then if the fruits are very large, such as apples, then you may do so. However, if the fruits are small, such as grapes or blueberries, then you may not do so. Likewise, regarding washing fruits and vegetables inside of a strainer bowl or drainer basket. If the fruits are small and contain earth and twigs between them, such as a basket of grapes and the like, then it's forbidden because you are straining the twigs and dirt away from the fruits. However, by large fruits, which don't contain dirt in between them but may have dirt stuck on them, you may wash it inside of a basket, simultaneously straining out the water in the process. We would have a similar halacha regarding the strainer pot, which is also known as a vegetable steamer, which contains fruits and vegetables inside of the pot on top of a strainer, which is sitting within the water in the pot. Can you take that out with its fruits and vegetables on Shabbos? So the answer is, it depends on the size of those fruits and vegetables. If the pieces are large and not defined as mixed with the water, then it's permitted. If the pieces are small, such as you cut them to small pieces, small sizes, then it may not be removed, and you have to remove the pieces individually with a spoon or fork. Based on all this, we have a similar discussion regarding a teapot that contains a strainer on its top, if it may be used to pour tea into your cup. Although in truth, this enters into a different subject, which is the issue of marakid, which is similar to Boer but has different bylaws and is beyond the scope of this lesson to go into. Practically, while some places permit this to be done, others prohibit it. What about a strainer spoon? So a strainer spoon would follow the same halacha as we said before. If you desire to remove a large solid from liquids such as you want to remove hard-boiled eggs from the water in the pot that was left from before Shabbos, then you may use a strainer spoon to do so, as it's not defined as mixed. However, small solids such as the vegetables found in vegetable soup that are cut small may not be removed using this spoon. Now, what do you do if there's no other spoon available other than the strainer spoon? And you really don't have any intent to remove the solid from the liquid, but you just want to eat the food and there's no other spoon to use to eat it with. So practically, one is to be stringent even in such a case not to use this strainer spoon, being that its obscuration automatically ends up refining and straining the liquid. Well, nonetheless, those who are lenient have upon whom to rely in such a case. So to summarize, the use of a straining bowl, spoon, pot, or any other straining mechanism on Shabbos is subject to the laws of Beirer. And whenever a mixture contains a prohibition of Beirer, due to being defined as a mixture, then you may not use any of these devices to separate one from the other on Shabbos. However, when the mixture is not defined as mixed in relevance to the laws of Beirer, and therefore does not have a Beirer restriction, then it's permitted for these vessels to be used. To note that there are individuals who are machmir to never use these vessels at all on Shabbos, being that they are considered Beirer utensils and you may come to use them in case of that it is prohibited. Nonetheless, this is not a letter of the law and is simply a stringency of individuals. Furthermore, on the other side of the camp, we find Paiskim of today who write that you may use strainer spoons to strain all foods from liquids due to various halachic calculations of leniency, although practically this approach is a das yachid and is not the accepted halachic opinion. And rather, as we said before, a straining spoon is considered like a regular Beirer utensil, which is prohibited from being used in all cases that a mixture contains the restrictions of Beirer.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.